have met some folk who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. I watch the moonlight peek across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be. I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I am once again back home in Innisfree. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land, across the sea. Especially when it happens he's in exile from that dear love, the Isle of Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills and sleepy valleys and find a peace no other lands could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the water lapping as they go. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten, and soon I'm back to stern reality. And though they pay the footpaths here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree. I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree.
Of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you, the dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. This heart of mine that's breaking, it's pounding in my breast. Still everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best. But today I lose my best friends as I leave you both behind. Both you, my love, and Ireland will be always on my mind. The lights of Rosslare Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. I'm sitting by the window as the ship sails out to sea. The flashing lights of Tusker, they're my only company. And for a few brief moments as we share our last farewell, who knows how long 'twill be before I see her lights again. The lights of Rosslare Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. They're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears.
In old Turkhannon, there's a cottage in that glen where there dwelled an Irish connie who inspired the hearts of men. She was winsome, hale and hearty, fair and graceful as a swan. Neighbors loved that daughter, happy, laughing, Noreen Vaughan. Till one day there came a letter with her passage paid to go to the land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flow. So she said goodbye to Erin for next morning at the dawn. A broken-hearted mother said farewell to Noreen Ball. Many years that mother waited till one door stood a gorgeous looking lady, costly were the clothes she wore, saying, "Mother, don't you know me, for I've only caught a cold." Two purple spots upon her cheek, the tragic story. There's a graveyard in Turkhannon where the blossoms sigh. away. There's a sorrow-stricken mother weeping o'er a lonely grave. Oh, my Norrie, she is saying, 'Tis I'm lonesome since you're gone. 'Twas the curse of emigration laid you here, my Norrie born.
On the 11th of November, just before dawn, near the village of Corran, a new star was born. At hurling and handball was destined to be the greatest exponent that you'll ever see. In the annals of glory, his name is up there with the great Paddy Phelan, Jim Langton and Kerr. His club is Young Ireland's, suffice for to say, his name it is Kerry and they call him DJ. Hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. A sportsman, a gentleman right to the core, his name never taken, no cards ever shown. To the fine artful craftsman we venture to say, well done, Dennis Joseph, well done, DJ. 9 All-Star Awards, now the truth I will tell, with All-Ireland medals for both handball as well. If the good Lord should spare us, we'll cherish the day when the great Hall of Fame is bestowed on DJ. They talk of great hurlers and their praises they'll sing, of the great Jimmy Dyke, Nicky Rackard and Ring, Tom Chasty, Mick Mackey, Larry Marr in their day. Amongst all these legends they'll speak of DJ. And up in Croke Park in the glorious sunshine, I can still hear the fans sing the Rose of Mankind. When the ball is thrown in and they enter the fray, we all shout for Kilkenny and the legend DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. For hurling and sporting and fine artistry, none better in Ireland will you ever see. In the grand black and amber he lines out to play, the pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ. The pride of Kilkenny, the legend DJ.
Got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one ten dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day my granddaddy died, I was only 3. I remember daddy crying as I sat on his knee. The first time I seen a wedding, the bride all dressed in white. looking like an angel beneath her halo bright. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day I got my first guitar, all day I'd pick and sing. And Lord, it must sound awful, those out of tune good strings. But my mama said 'twas beautiful and would ask me sing again. Another treasured memory that I have kept within. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time. First time I kissed a girl, I still can almost feel her touch. We thought our love would last forever, but it was just a crush. And the day I held my newborn child, so tiny and small, and my wife, she looked so beautiful, this I treasure most of all.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind.
As I walk through London City, neath the sky so dark and grey, I cannot hear familiar sounds. My thoughts are drifting away. And across the deep blue ocean and down the old roadway, to see again the thrashing mill on an Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay. And no matter where I wander, and no matter where I stray, I'll tread again my footsteps home on this Irish harvest day. I can see my dear old mother outside her cabin door, singing some old Irish song I long to hear once more. And I wonder if she's waiting with those kind words she might say. God bless you, son, and welcome home on this Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay. I'll tread again my footsteps home on this Irish harvest day. Everything has changed now, and there's no one there no more. The roses are all dead and gone from around the homestead door, and the young folk are all scattered while the old ones passed away. There's no one left to greet me on this Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay, and no matter where I wander, and no matter where I stray, I'll tread again my footsteps home on this Irish harvest day. I'll tread again my footsteps home on this Irish harvest day.
The bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board that transatlantic plane. We have nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, me boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export. It's not more the fear of famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's Fusiliers. We got brains and we got vision, we got education too, and we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look to Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better
once again. So a thousand times adieu.
We've got Bono and you too, and all we're missing is
the Guinness and the rain. So switch off those new computers,
'cause the writing's on the wall.
We're leaving like our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport,
or the vault that please not fall.
There'll be no youth unemployment anymore,
because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas
and airways and the trains. But if we've seen better days,
those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming home
to you again.
And we'll all be coming home to you again.
Were you ever alone with an aching heart, across the other ocean, to go back home just one more time, to where your grandma came from. If your children shared the love you feel, and it filled your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if the thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, if you love each blade of grass so green from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. Do you still recall your mother's words from when you were a child? And sometimes in a crowded room you see your father smile, and you would give just anything to share this memory. Then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
Got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. When I was just 19 years old, adventure was my key to open doors of mystery, lands across the sea. I found myself in London town, exploring all the sights, building McAlpine's blocks by day, chasing girls at night. And in Manhattan's skyline was the focus of my plan. I soon became a Yankee Doo, Irish pub bar man. I was serving shots, cracking jokes, pulling pints of beer, when a beautiful Roscommon broke, came drifting to my ear. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She looked at me and smiled, I saw heaven in her face. And soon she was the only girl I could see in the place. We talked of home and friends we knew, swapped stories of our lives. And 2 years later to the day, she was my darling wife. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeen. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeen. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. Yes, my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me.
Church we both did go, We took our marriage vows to last forever. In sickness and in health, we never had much wealth. We braved all kinds of weather together. I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a friend when we go running through the fields. I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a shoulder to cry on, and believe me, Lord, I do it on my own. This old world that we live in seems to be just full of sin. Brother fighting brother, and father's leaving mother. What's beyond, I do not know, but for sure we all will go from this world of shame and greed that breeds bad deeds. Now those years have long passed on, and I'm left here all alone. I'm sitting by the fireside and listening. When we were all as one, with a daughter and a son, so I dedicate the song to the one who loved me. I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a friend when we go running through the fields. I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a shoulder to cry on, and believe me, Lord, I do it on my own. I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a friend when we go running through the fields. I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a shoulder to cry on, and believe me, Lord, I do it on my own. And believe me, Lord, I do it on my own.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of you. I love you as I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of long ago. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. I've loved you as I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of long ago. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
And I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. I watch the moonlight peek across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be. I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I am once again back home in Ishbree. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's in exile. I wander o'er green hills and sleepy valleys and find a peace no other lands could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the water lapping as they go. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. And though they pay the footpaths here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree. Choose my Isle of Innisfree.
Her clothes were all created by old Fangle, and her car in the very latest style. She's the belle of every bar in Colorado. But you see a sadness even when she smiles. She has everything a girl could ever ask for. Only happiness her money cannot buy. For whenever someone says, how are things in Ballyhays, you can see the tears in Mary's summer's eyes. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterdays and Mary's summer's wishes. She could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhays. Much ambition, and she met and wed a very wealthy man. He can give her all except for things she wishes, for his plans are much too big for Ireland. So tonight she'll go to sleep on satin pillows, and in restless dreams again she knows she'll hear the lovely Annalee calling, please come back to me. When she wakes, her satin pillows wet with tears. Then she thinks about Loch Sheelan, and she gets that awful feeling as her memories go stealing back to happy yesterday and Mary's summer's wishes. She could trade in all her riches for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhays. And Mary's summer's wishes, she could trade them all for riches, for the misty hills of Cavan and a shack in Ballyhays.
Just how you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you loved most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will, as Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Here England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. The next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
Town, the colors last for hours, oh. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I'll step ashore, my sailing days are over, oh. Time and tide and by your side, together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin, brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Sailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds and change, and I'll sing you songs of love again. And when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. We'll walk in the Irish rain.
English country home. One evening long ago sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to look," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied. "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago." And in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. To in bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long ago, in an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell. Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart. For your mother was the only one I loved. For your mother was the only one I loved.
This old house that I live in needs a lot of work within. Needs some painting and some paper on the walls. Needs a father and a mother to have them on their way, with our children by their bedsides when they pray. It don't seem so long ago to the church we both did go. We took our marriage vows to last forever. In sickness and in health, we never had much wealth. We braved all kinds of weather together. I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a friend when we go running through the fields. I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a shoulder to cry on. And believe me, Lord, I do it on my own. This old world that we live in seems to be just full of sin. Brother fighting brother, and fathers leaving mothers. What's beyond, I do not know. But for sure we all will go from this world of shame and greed that breeds bad deeds. Now those years have long passed on, and I'm left here all alone. I'm sitting by the fireside reminiscing when we were all as one, with a daughter and a son. So I dedicate the song to the one who loved me. I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a friend when we go running through the fields. I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a shoulder to cry on. And believe me, Lord, I do it on my own. I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a brother, I'm a friend when we go running through the fields. I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a shoulder to cry on. And believe me, Lord, I do it on my own. And believe me, Lord, I do it on my own.
His back on his kinfolk, likewise his dear
someday I'll go back again to Ireland. Be it only at the closing of my day, or to see again the moon rise over Cladda, and to watch the sun set into Galway Bay. Oh, to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, or to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin, and to watch the barefoot gossans as they play. Oh, the winds that blow across the sea from Ireland, they're perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands, big and pretty, speak a language that the strangers do not know. Strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go try and catch a moonbeam or light a penny candle from the star. Now if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
In old Tyrconnell, there's a cottage in that glen where there dwelled an Irish connie who inspired the hearts of men. She was winsome, hale and hearty, fair and graceful as a swan. Neighbors loved that widow's daughter, happy, laughing, Noreen Vaughan. Till one day there came a letter with her passage paid to go to the land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flow. So she said goodbye to Erin for next morning. A broken-hearted mother said farewell to Noreen. Many years that mother waited, till one evening at the door stood a gorgeous looking lady, costly were the clothes she wore, saying, "Mother, don't you know me? For I've only caught a cold." Two purple spots upon her cheek, the tragic story told. There's a graveyard in Tyrconnell where the blossoms sadly wave. There's a sorrow-stricken mother weeping o'er a lonely grave. Oh, my Norrie, she is saying, 'tis I'm lonesome since you're gone. 'Twas the curse of emigration laid you here, my Norrie born."
Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone. Now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss. She says, "Hang on now till I answer this." This mobile phone, it is a curse, and it makes an awful hole in her purse. With the mobile phone she gets such a thrill, her smile disappears when she gets the bill. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone. Now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss. She says, "Hang on now till I answer this." On Sunday it rang in the middle of Mass, and all the children thought it was great gas. Some people thought it was the Angelus, but the priest on the altar was furious. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone. Now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss. She says, "Hang on now till I answer this." Last week I was courting her in me car, and she was letting me go too far. The next thing her mobile phone did ring, just as I was about to put me hand on her. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone. Now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss. She says, "Hang on now till I answer this." If you're looking for a girlfriend, now you see, well, my advice to you would be, if the girl you fancy has a mobile phone, don't bother about her, just leave her alone. Oh, my girlfriend has a mobile phone. Now we can never have a minute alone. The other night I asked her for a kiss. She says, "Hang on now till I answer this."
Baltimore.
the bands that entertained there and the people it could hold. Well, I got to see it for myself like my mom and dad before. For I'm proud to say I got to play there in the Galtee Bowl. Now there is no more Galtee and it just don't seem the same. A place where folk would gather and become a household name. The dancers now have gone away, there's no one round no more. Farewell for good to Cricklewood and the dear old Galtee Moor. If there was no Galtee Moor back then, my parents would not be, and I would not be here today to share these memories. I know we'll never see again a full house sign on the door of the greatest dance hall of them all, they call the Galtee Moor. If there was no Galtee Moor back then, my parents would not be, and I would not be here today to share these memories. I know we'll never see again a full house sign on the door of the greatest dance hall of them all, they call the Galtee Moor.
I was born in.
in this townland who was an auctioneer. He sold houses, cattle, land to people far and near. A bachelor for 50 years, the problem seemed eternal. He even tried the Lonely Hearts Club in the Farmer's Journal. Every Saturday in life he ran the cattle market. And if you drove your car to town, there wasn't no room to park it. Jeeps and tractors everywhere, the sound of cattle filled the air. Then you'd hear the auctioneer echo round the square. Who'll give me 300 quid? Who's gonna be the first to bid? Who's gonna buy this fine young bass that's in the ring today? Do I hear 325, 30, 40, 55? On the market and for sale is yours, kind sir, today. Widow Murphy down the road at 80 lovely acres. On her own for 30 years, but never any takers. To she, I'm going to sell the land if you throw me in as well. Says he, I'll buy the lot myself, we'll have a private sale. I'll give you 3,000 quid, if I'm the only one to bid. I'll buy your land and take your hand, and if you'll agree the deal. Right, says she, then I agree, if I can take you home with me. On the market and for sale is yours, kind sir, today. Near and his aging bride lived on the 80 acres. But it wasn't long before he had to call the undertaker. 4 weeks after she was gone, the land was up for sale. He called a public auction, 'twas the quickest way to tail. Who'll give me 100 grand? Who's gonna buy this farm of land? Finest 80 acres has ever been for sale. With a shardy bull and 15 cows, do I hear 120 now? On the market and for sale is yours, kind sir, today. On the market and for sale is yours, kind sir, today.
The motorways, they broke the stones and moved the clay. Shuffle now with their heads held down on the streets of Camden Town. The man who built the motorways. The days were hard, the nights were good. They owned the streets of Cricklewood. They sang the songs of home, but now they sing alone. The man who built the motorways. No amount of alcohol will ever numb the pain. The men who spend their lives sheltering from the rain. ghost of dancers haunt the floor. Since they closed down the Galtymore. The show bands played the songs, and everyone belonged. The man who built the motorway. They walked the Kilburn streets alone. So close but far away from home. They live from hand to mouth and keep the good side out. The men who built the motorways. And no amount of alcohol will ever numb the pain. The men who spend their lives sheltering from the rain. The men who built the motorway. They broke the stones and moved the clay. Shuffle now with their heads held down on the streets of Camden Town. The men who built the motorway. The man who built the motorways.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day my granddaddy died, I was only three. I remember daddy crying as I sat on his knee. The first time I seen a wedding, the bride all dressed in white, looking like an angel beneath her halo bright. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day I got my first guitar, all day I'd pick and sing. And Lord, it must sound awful, those out of tune good strings. But my mama said 'twas beautiful and would ask me sing again. Another treasured memory that I have kept within. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time. First time I kissed a girl, I still can almost feel her touch. We thought our love would last forever, but it was just a crush. And the day I held my newborn child, so tiny and small, And my wife, she looks so beautiful, this I treasure most of all.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind.
There are flowers that are rich, flowers that are rare, on the banks where the Nore gently flows. But the sweetest of all, the flowers to bloom, was my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Their eyes shone like diamonds, they'd listen so bright, her smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dew drops sprinkled there. In the bright month of June, neath that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her could be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on, when the postman one morn brought a letter to me, and I read. The rose that bloomed in your garden of love has withered, your darling is dead. Now I'm left all alone, this world I must roam, how I'll face every care heaven knows. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose. But at night by that stream, I'll meet her in dreams, my darling, my Kilkenny rose.
Some time down the Isle of Grain,
and they asked him to travel to far off Bahrain, to the heat and the sunshine, the sweat and the pain. While Kate stayed at home and looked after the brood, as the elders would help the young ones to school. They cared for each other, no one was alone. That's how things were done in this family home. They raised 9 children, 7 girls and 2 boys, in a house filled with laughter, love and of joy. For 60-odd years, their lives they did share, the pleasures of heaven, a long, long affair. And as they grew older, they were reap their reward, watching their grandchildren play in the yard. Their love for each other stood the long test of time. That tradition lives on in this family of 9. They raised 9 children, 7 girls and 2 boys, in a house filled with laughter, love and of joy. For 60-odd years their lives they did share, the pleasures of heaven, a long, long affair. For 60-odd years their lives they did share, the pleasures of heaven, a long, long affair.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of you. I love you as I've never loved before. When first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of long ago. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet. I've loved you as I've loved you when you were sweet.
sweet.
I've loved you and I've loved you when you were sweet.
Time to go. Not that I far to go, like, but I've nearly time to go. For you there, a couple of, like I say to you there, don't forget coming up just after 3 o'clock, Sounds Irish will be here. For you, and all this stuff and everything else is up on the pages of Irish Radio. You can go to any of the pages connected with Irish Radio. Website, whatever you want to do for that one. If you want to go to the website and you're on the website, don't forget to vote, lads. You can vote. 3 songs every day. The voting poll is open. They're all pinned to the top of the pages, so you can't miss them. And don't forget to vote for your 3 favourite songs or 3 favourite artists, whatever way you want to do it. And you have until next Saturday to vote 3 songs every single day. Please do that for us, and then you can join me next Sunday from 11 until 1 with the chart show. Artists, whatever way you want to do.
Don't forget, I am back.
And you have until
tomorrow,
next Saturday, to vote 3 songs every single
day. The new release is show for you in the top 5 countdown as well for you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for you. Bernie Healy and the old Johnny Brown.
Man called Johnny Brown, and he lived alone outside of town.
had a dog and he called him Jack, and he kept some chickens out the back. He played the tune as he went past. He called Sally Gardens. All at wakes, at weddings, big and small, for the dancing girls at the village hall. He played the Sally Gardens.
Seamus is right. The best box, the best 3-hour box player in Ireland. Definitely Seamus Chanafy there. From the lady originally from Coventry, from Miss Bernie Heaney for you there. Now living, of course, in Kildare, has been for years upon years. That's it from me. I'll be back to you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, for the new release of the show. Just coming up after the news for you there, don't forget, Sounds Irish with David March. Don't forget, Terry later on tonight for you, 7 till 10. George will be here between 10 and 1 as well. 6 hours of great music for everything that is there today from us here at Irish Radio. Have a lovely, lovely day wherever you are. And if you're in Ireland, happy bank holiday if you're going out tonight or doing whatever. Have a good one. Good luck to you all. Bye-bye.